So then you would have a lot of people would have these house parties, and you would have these like the some of the more older generation, like the Dana's, would have your more formal parties with wait staff and the whole bit, you know, and then you had more of your social kind of potluck gatherings in people's homes. Now, if you were to go out in town, because you said there weren't many places, where would you go though, aside from the Den? Were there other, I mean, I don't know if the Baggy Knees, the Sister
Oh
Kate's was
yes,
later.
there was dancing at the Baggy D's.
Okay.
And then of course there was the Sister Kate era, which I'm sure you've heard about.
From David, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, David Stackpole used to be one of the singing waiters.
Do you remember? He didn't mention being a singing
He
waiter.
was one of the singing waiters.
What did that mean? I didn't know they had singing waiters.
And it was Rock King down there. That was very popular.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. That was Rocky. He was the entertainer. What did it mean to be a singing waiter? He came and just sang to you while you, instead of talking to you,
They
as in
would
a song.
just burst into the song every now and then. And then there was a waitress down there who sang also. I don't know whatever happened to her. She was very popular. I'm sorry, I have this problem with names.
Oh, that's
But
okay.
the waiters would sing kind of barroom that style.
Sure. Okay. Now tell me about the Baggy Knees dancing then. Did you ever go there? Was that a place? I mean, what was there?
I think I used to go there. I don't remember too awfully much about that. Was before Sister Kate's. It was the same location.
Oh, okay. Was it
It's,
live music?
yeah, I think it was, but then I'm not too sure. I'm
Yeah.
not too sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
David would remember that sort of thing.
So that was, and then so aside from Sister Kate's and maybe the shed, that would might have been the other stopping place.
Once in a while, that might have been later on, we'd go down the Sugar Bush. There's a place down there that, and I can't remember the name of that either. There would be dancing. It was a very popular bar.
In the Mad River Valley? Yeah. Oh, okay. Huh. Right.
And then, of course, the woman who owned 10 acres was very much a force. Darby.
Darby Chambers,
Yeah, she
right.
was very much a force and enjoyed being so too.
Yeah, now what do you mean when you say a force?
Our pre well, she was a select woman at one point. And she was very outspoken, and everybody knew Darby. She'd go to Sister Kate's once, quite a bit, and she had a sweatshirt she wore that said Pussy Galore. Nothing shy about Darby. And she had quite a following of young men who were her buddies, like Hank Cushman and I think David and a few people like that.